I'm walking close to the main road this morning, because if I should I fall over in this weather, there needs to be a very short period of time before I'm found. Taking the dog out, and I'm pretty much more layered up than I can remember being. Since I guess I was 12 years old on the side of a glacier in the Alps on, in inverted commas, a family holiday. I can't remember ever being as cold as that particular night where we didn't sleep for fear of dying. Yeah, my dad had some strange ideas of family bonding. But minus 12 is quite unusual around here. And even with gloves, and I'm wearing those gloves with the pads so that I can operate devices that don't work very well. Even with gloves, the ends of my fingers are freezing. Yet the dog in her Arctic coat, Dogumentally, if you follow her on Twitter, is completely, well, apparently oblivious or numb. I don't know. I can't speak dog or read her mind, but she seems more than happy. It's easier for her to sniff around because the places where other dogs stop are much more visible in the snow. Yellow markers. My right hand has just been ever so slightly warmed up due to the cozy, is that the right word? Cozy bag of dog poo I've just had to hold. And what with it being fresh, I felt like some twisted church worker swinging steaming incense as I'm crunching around my village roads. Oh man, it hurts to breathe. Last night when I was coming in from the garden office, a garden office which is quite well insulated and had a heater in there so I could survive, I stopped in the garden before coming back in. I had kind of a t-shirt, a shirt and a Scotty vest hoodie thing on, and I just thought, I can't bear to stand out here that much. What of all the homeless people tonight? How many homeless people might die tonight? It's such harsh conditions that you can't help but think about those that aren't lucky enough to have the right clothing even, let alone shelter. So I do feel lucky, and I'm not complaining about the cold, I'm just sharing the experience because it's quite intense. If I was a dog, on the other hand, I'd probably just be as happy as I am normal, sniffing, scratching and weeing on other people's lawns. Right, let's see if I can switch this thing off in gloves with fingers I can't feel. Nope.